From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. It's one of the most coveted positions in government right now, with several candidates in the race for Georgia's 7th District Congressional seat. State Senator Renee Unterman is expected to announce her campaign for the Republican nomination tomorrow. Meanwhile, Republican Harrison Floyd dropped out of the race. According to the AJC, he says he's dropping out to encourage State Representative Todd Jones to run. Incumbent Rob Woodall announced that he would not be seeking re-election earlier this year. The 7th District covers parts of Gwinnett and Forsyth County. There are now 12 declared candidates in the race, 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats. Georgia's Forestry Association says it's glad to finally see a federal disaster relief bill passed. GPB's Ross Terrell has more on that.
When Hurricane Michael tore through the state last fall, it caused upwards of $750 million worth of damage to Georgia's timber crop. The bill includes almost $500 million for the Emergency Forest Restoration Program in states impacted by natural disasters. Andres Villegas is with the Georgia Forestry Association. He says the money will be vital in helping landowners clean up.
And making sure that the damaged timber that's dead and decaying is concentrated in some fashion so that we can reduce the threat of wildfires and reduce the threat of disease entering into the forest.
More than 2 million acres of Georgia timber were destroyed by the hurricane. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering a plan to house migrant children at Fort Benning Military Base near Columbus. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
With tens of thousands of people already in custody, border stations are operating near capacity, which has led to a backlog of unaccompanied immigrant children. As part of the search for more space, the Department of Health and Human Services is planning to tour Fort Benning with defense officials. Georgia Senator David Perdue told the AJC that he was unaware of the visit, but that something must be done to ease the burden at the border. According to NBC News, at least 7 children have died while in immigration custody since last year. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A federal court will revisit a lynching case that's been unsolved for more than 70 years. The court will hear arguments again on whether or not to unseal transcripts. Those transcripts are from grand jury proceedings in 1946, after 2 African-American couples were murdered. Activists reenact the crime every year at Moore's Ford Bridge near Monroe in order to keep attention on the fact that the case remains unsolved.